Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God and as we celebrate the Holy Trinity, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the Holy Trinity is taken from St. John chapter 3, verses 1 through 17 as follows. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, You must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered him, Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, Holy God, we praise your name. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to celebrate the Holy Trinity, our faith in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Even though in essence only one true God in three persons, yet undivided as the three persons, the unity in Trinity and the Trinity in unity. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 3, as follows. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. What a wonderful statement as we once again celebrate with joy, praise, and thanksgiving the one and only true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The words we sang in the opening hymn, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. And yet, if I were to ask you this morning, do we have the only true God? God in three persons, blessed Trinity. And why? Because not only the Christian church, but many other large religions of the world also claim to have the one and only true God and the only possible way to be saved into the kingdom of heaven. And so who and what are we to believe? Who has the truth? Do we Christians have it? And is the Bible, which is the inspired and revealed Word of God in all of its truth and purity, the only truth? Yes, who has the truth? The answer at the end of the day, after everything is said and done, and after long and thorough study and extensive research, the Bible does. The Bible, or the Holy Scripture, is the only book on earth that does not only have the truth, but the only book that brings clarity about the existence of a true God from the beginning of the book of Genesis to the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. As a matter of fact, all the religions of the world claim that you must do good works to be saved, while Christianity is the only religion in the world that teaches that no one can be saved by their own good works, but only through their faith in what Jesus Christ has accomplished for them and the whole world through his suffering and death on the cross. The words of St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For it is by grace that you have been saved, through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. This is what makes Christianity so unique and so different from all the other religions of the world. And that is why we Christians can say with certainty that we truly have the one and only true God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The words we find in the Great Commission of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 28, verses 18 and 19, where Jesus says, Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. In other words, our faith and trust in God the Father, the one who has created heaven and earth, and everything that is in it. Our faith and trust in God the Son, Jesus Christ, the one who has redeemed us from our sins through his suffering, death, and resurrection. And finally, our faith and trust in God the Holy Spirit, the one who has brought us to the saving faith, grace, and knowledge of Jesus Christ as our Savior, as the Spirit of truth. Everything the Bible reveals to us from Genesis to Revelation is not only the truth, but brings with it a clear and consistent narrative of God's creation, God's redemption, and God's sanctification. In the short explanation of Dr. Martin Luther's Small Catechism, the question is asked, how are the three divine persons distinguished from each other? The answer, to the Father is ascribed the work of creation, to the Son the work of redemption, and to the Holy Spirit, the work of sanctification. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Even though in essence only one true God in three persons, yet undivided as the three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, the doctrine of the Holy Trinity will always be a great mystery to us, as we confess in the words of the Athanasian Creed, that we worship one God in three persons, and three persons in one God, neither confusing the persons nor dividing the substance. the unity in Trinity and the Trinity in unity, that our God is one person of the Father, another of the Son, and another of the Holy Spirit. And yet, even though three persons, that our God is one, uncreated, incomprehensible, and eternal, as we confess in the Athanasian Creed. The words we sang in the hymn of the day, Holy Father, Holy Son, Holy Spirit, three we name thee, though in essence only one, undivided God, we claim thee, and adoring bend the knee, while we own the mystery. There is no question about the fact that it is indeed a great mystery, how our God is three persons, and yet at the same time, only one true God. We just cannot explain the concept of the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. It is ultimately only by faith that we can believe and accept the doctrine of the Holy Trinity, just like it is by faith that we believe everything else in the Bible as the truth. That it is by faith that we believe in the virgin birth of Jesus. That it is by faith that we believe that Jesus rose triumphantly from the grave. And finally, that it is by faith that we believe and accept that Jesus is indeed our Messiah and Savior. There is no other way to explain it, or even for that matter, to rationalize the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. So it comes down to faith. Faith in the words we believe and confess in the three ecumenical creeds, the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, and the Athanasian Creed. As a matter of fact, the word Trinity is not even mentioned in the Bible, and yet it is a very important doctrine in the life of the Christian Church. And the only example we have in the Bible of the three persons being present at the same time as one took place at the baptism of Jesus. The voice of the Father proclaiming, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The Son, Jesus, as he was physically present and being baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan River. And finally, the Holy Spirit, as he descended upon Jesus in the form of a dove. So even though we do not fully comprehend the doctrine of the Trinity, the appearance of the three persons at the baptism of Jesus helps us to have at least a glimpse and some understanding of this great mystery, that the God we worship is indeed the one and only true God, in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Not only that, but that we also go out and share the one and only true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, with everyone who is still unsaved and lost without the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that they too may have the gift of eternal life and be saved to the kingdom of heaven. And if we have failed and have fallen short of the glory of God in sharing the one and only true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we always have God's love and forgiveness through His Son, Jesus Christ, who humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit to always believe and accept that there is indeed only one true God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three distinct and separate persons, and yet at the same time undivided, as the one and only true God. May our prayer today be the words of the next hymn. Glory be to God the Father. Glory be to God the Son. Glory be to God the Spirit. Great Jehovah, three in one. Glory, glory, while eternal ages run. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always. As we celebrate the Holy Trinity, our faith in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, even though in essence only one true God in three persons, yet undivided as the three persons, the unity in Trinity and the Trinity in unity. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, Glory be to God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this Sunday, as we celebrate not only the Holy Trinity, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but also Memorial Day, we want to remember and honor those who have died in the service of our nation in the United States Armed Forces. Let us pray. Dear Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we come to bow our heads in respect and humility to you as the one and only true God, and to thank you for our great nation, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Father, we come before you today remembering our nation's heroes, both dead and alive. We want to make this day a time to show our honor to them who have kept us safe and free as a nation with justice and liberty for all. Father, we acknowledge their bravery, and we want to recognize the ultimate sacrifice of each one of them, and to lift up their families and friends who remember them today in a very special and loving way. Father, we also want to honor all the men and women who are presently serving in the United States Armed Forces, the Air Force, the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the National Guard, and the Coast Guard. May they feel appreciated by us, and may they be powerfully protected this day and every day by your mighty love, guidance, and protection. Dear Father, we bring these petitions to you in prayer as you continue to bless our nation, as we say with pride, In God We Trust, and sing God Bless America. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. We now conclude with the singing of the song, America the Beautiful. Amen.